On Wednesday, the United Nations Security Council extended the United Nations Interim Security Force for Abyei, or the UNISFAR mandate, for another 6 months until May 15, 2022. The 15-member Security Council adopted Resolution 2609 unanimously. The Council also urged the governments of Sudan and of South Sudan to take all necessary steps to ensure that the Abyei administrative area is effectively demilitarized. Abyei is the disputed area straddling the Sudan-South Sudan border. The resolution reduces the authorized troop ceiling to 3,250 until May 15th next year and maintains the authorized ceiling at 640 police personnel, including 148 individual officers and three formed units. Bagat Makwach, a paramount chief of the Ngok Dinka community in the Abyei administrative area, says he is glad the UNISFAR mandate has been renewed, but says he is concerned that despite UNISFAR's formation in 2016, atrocities have continued to occur in the area. Makwach says the forces should figure out better ways of protecting civilians from attacks by armed groups.
We don't want the violation of this mandate, because UNISFAR used to say that any armed groups should be deployed outside of the box. But they are still existing, but the atrocities are still committed. And then killing is happening upon the innocent civilians. Children are being abducted. Women are being raped. All these things, all these activities, all this harassment used to happen in the existence of these forces, which is the UNISFA, with their mandate to protect civilians and all these things. But we do say that if there is a mechanism or there is any way for UNISFA to improve its mandate and then the deployment of its forces to prevent any activities such which I have mentioned, that will be more better than.
Makwach wonders how long people in the Abyei administrative area will live under the protection of the United Nations peacekeeping force in Abyei. He is urging the United Nations Security Council to come up with better ways to stabilize the Abyei area and make it part of one country.
The crucial thing to the people of Abyei is that the United Nations Security Council should focus on the finding, the settlement, or the final solution for the status of Abyei, because UNISFA will not stay forever. So the concern of the people of Abyei is just the finding the exit way forward for the current situation, which is the people of Abyei are just suffering right now. And instead of renewing the mandate of UNISFA from time to time and then not focusing on the grassroots problem.
Makwach says the people of Abyei held a community referendum in 2013 and says the South Sudan Transitional Legislative Assembly should endorse the outcome of that referendum. Residents of the disputed region of Abyei voted overwhelmingly to join South Sudan in the unofficial referendum. Makwach says if the South Sudan government does not consider that option, then the governments of Sudan and South Sudan should find the political will to declare which country Abyei belongs to. Rachel Dorr, a youth from Abyei administrative area, also welcomes the renewal of the UNISFAR mandate, saying he believes the forces will continue to provide protection to ordinary people.
It is okay that the United Nations continue to renew the mandate of the forces in Abyei so that it continue to provide protection for the civilian in Abyei. But that is not actually the intention of the people of Abyei. In security-wise, it is okay for the forces to be in Abyei so that they guarantee safety of the people, of the civilian, in fact, in Abyei. But that does not mean that the people of Abyei wanted to remain in the same status quo.
Ador says the UNISFAR forces have not been able to provide adequate protection to civilians living in Abyei.
They should at least deploy their forces where the civilians are. There are other places in the PCF box that are settled by the people. There are people who wanted to go back to their places so that they resettle, they recover their livelihood, and they wanted to be protected. They wanted to be provided with full security so that they enjoy And now the mandate is renewed. We had wanted the forces to focus more specifically on providing clear and absolute protection to the people in the PTA Block.
Adore is calling on the international community, the UN Security Council, the Troika countries of the US, Britain and Norway, as well as the African Union to exert more pressure on Sudan and South Sudan to reach a consensus and resolve the final status of Abyei region. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.